Welcome to Zikru Daf Sin Mani, member by Avram Goldar, and today we're Zekus Bab Metzia, Daf Lamed Bav, the third parak HaMafkid. This parak has been generously sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Eric and Connie Lindenauer. So the three topics we're going to focus on are: one, the Gemara quotes Machlokas, Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer, regarding a Shomer who gave over his Pikadon to another Shomer. Rav says he's exempt from the Pikadon's laws. Abai adds that this is not only so where a Shomer Chinam gave the Pikadon to a Shomer Sachar, where he raised the level of its washing because the second Shomer, being more reliable, guards more diligently, but even in the reverse case, where a Shomer Sachar gave it to a Shomer Chinam, thereby decreasing its protection, he still pater the Hamasu Ben Das, because he gave it over to a mentally competent person capable of guarding it and was not negligent. Later, Rav Chisda says that Rav's opinion was not stated explicitly, El Machlala, rather it was assumed by implication of a ruling he made. Gardeners who would leave their hoes with an elderly woman for safekeeping once left them with one of their own. He heard celebratory sounds from a wedding hall and gave the hoes to the elderly woman and left, and the hoes were stolen. Rav ruled him exempt, causing people to believe that Rav always exempts the Shomer who gives his Pikadon to another, but in truth, this case is different since these gardeners used to leave the hoes with her. Point number two, Rabbi Yochanan holds that a Shomer who gives the Pikadon to another is always Chayev. Abai explained that this is not only so where a Shomer Sachar gave it to a Shomer Chinam, thereby decreasing its washing, but even in the reverse case, where he upgraded its washing, he's still Chayev, because the owner can say, Ein Ritzoni Sheyeh Pikdoni Biyad Acher, I do not want my Pikadon to be in another's hands. Tosfos explains that it's as if the owner stipulated that if the Shomer gives it to someone else, he'll be responsible for any loss which could conceivably be blamed on his new location. Rav rules like Rabbi Yochanan, but gives a different reason, that the owner can say, Ad mehamtli b'shvua, you are believed by me with a shvua to claim the Pikadon was lost without negligence, haklu mehamtli b'shvua, but the second Shomer is not believed by me with a shvua, and I'm not obligated to accept it. And point number three, a machlokas is presented. Pashabava yatzas ha'agam. If the Shomer was negligent in watching the animal, and it escaped to a marsh in which it was unprotected from predators and thieves, umesa kadarka, and it died naturally, Abai quoted Rabba as saying he's chayev. Not only according to the opinion that one is liable for tchilaso b'pshia v'sofa ba'onis, an event which begins with negligence and ends with an unavoidable mishap, that the Shomer would be liable here as well, but even according to the opinion that one is normally pater in such a case, this Shomer is liable because we say havla da'agma katla, the foul air of the marsh possibly killed it, and his negligence directly caused its death. Rava quoted Rava as saying that the Shomer is exempt, not only according to the opinion that Tchilaso v'pshia v'sofa ba'onis is pater, that the Shomer here would also be exempt, but even according to the opinion that one is normally chayv in such a case, this Shomer is pater, because we say, Malach HaMavis, Mali Hacham, Mali Hasam. Regarding the angel of death, what difference is it to me if the animal was here or there? Its death was entirely unrelated to his negligence and would have happened anywhere. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Gemara quotes Malchokas, Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer, regarding a Shomer who gave over his Pikadon to another Shomer. Rav says he's pater from the Pikadon's loss. Abai adds that this is not only so where a Shomer Chinam gave the Pikadon to a Shomer Sachar, where he raised the level of its washing because the second Shomer, being more reliable, guards more diligently, but even in the reverse case, where a Shomer Sachar gave it to a Shomer Chinam, thereby decreasing its protection, he still pater the Hamasu Ben Das, because he gave it over to a mentally competent person capable of guarding it and was not negligent. Later, Rav Chisda says that Rav's opinion was not stated explicitly, El Machlala, rather it was assumed by implication of a ruling he made. Gardeners who would leave their hoes with an elderly woman for safekeeping once left them with one of their own. He heard celebratory sounds from a wedding hall and gave the hoes to the elderly woman and left, and the hoes were stolen. Rav ruled him exempt, causing people to believe that Rav always exempts the Shomer who gives his Pikadon to another, but in truth, this case is different since these gardeners used to leave the hoes with her. Point number two, Rabbi Yochanan holds that a Shomer who gives the Pikadon to another is always Chayev. Abai explained that this is not only so where a Shomer Sachar gave it to a Shomer Chinam, thereby decreasing its washing, but even in the reverse case, where he upgraded its washing, he's still Chayev, because the owner can say, Ein Ritzoni Sheyeh Pikdoni Biyad Acher, I do not want my Pikadon to be in another's hands. Tosfos explains that it's as if the owner stipulated that if the Shomer gives it to someone else, he'll be responsible for any loss which could conceivably be blamed on his new location. Rav rules like Rabbi Yochanan, but gives a different reason, that the owner can say, Ad mehamtli b'shvua, you are believed by me with a shvua to claim the Pikadon was lost without negligence, haklu mehamtli b'shvua, but the second Shomer is not believed by me with a shvua, and I'm not obligated to accept it. And point number three, a machlokas is presented. Pashabava yatzas ha'agam. If the Shomer was negligent in watching the animal, and it escaped to a marsh in which it was unprotected from predators and thieves, umesa kadarka, and it died naturally, Abai quoted Rabba as saying he's chayev. not only according to the opinion that one is liable for chilaso b'pshia v'sofa ba'onis, an event which begins with negligence and ends with an unavoidable mishap, that the shomer would be liable here as well, but even according to the opinion that one is normally pater in such a case, this shomer is liable because we say havla da'agma katla, the foul air of the marsh possibly killed it, and his negligence directly caused its death. Rava quoted Rava as saying that the shomer is exempt, not only according to the opinion that Tchilaso v'pshia v'sofa ba'onis is pater, that the shomer here would also be exempt, but even according to the opinion that one is normally chayv in such a case, this shomer is pater, because we say malach hamavis, mali hacham, mali hasam. Regarding the angel of death, what difference is it to me if the animal was here or there? Its death was entirely unrelated to his negligence and would have happened anywhere. All right, so now we go to our siman daf lamed vav, and our standard siman is a lulav. A lulav. So here goes. The lulav dealer, who was distraught when he discovered his prized case of lulaving that he gave a shomer sachar were handed over to a shomer chinam and were stolen, and lambasted the shomer, telling him that even in the case of upgrading the shmira, he would not have believed the second shomer's shavua, was interrupted by his assistant who shared the bad news that another shomer was negligent watching their donkey used to transport their lulavim, which escaped to a marsh and died of natural causes. Once again, slow motion. The lulav dealer, lulav, that must be dove. Lamed Vav. The lulav dealer, who was distraught when he discovered his prize case of lulavim that he gave a shomer sachar were handed over to a shomer chinam and were stolen, which reminds us, the Gemara quotes the Machlokas, shomer shemasa l'shomer, regarding a shomer who gave over his pikadon to another shomer. Rav says he's pater from the pikadon's loss. Abai adds that this is not only so where a shomer chinam gave the pikadon to the shomer sachar, where he raised the level of shmir because the second shomer, being more liable, guards it more diligently, but even in the reverse case where a shomer sachar gave it to a shomer chinam, thereby decreasing his shmir, he's still exempt. Da masla ben das, because he gave it over to a mentally competent person capable of guarding it and was not negligent. So the lulav dealer, who was distraught when he discovered his prized case of lulavim that he gave a shomer sachar were handed over to a shomer chinam and were stolen, and lambasted the shomer, telling him that even in the case of upgrading the shmira, he would not have believed the second shomer's shavua, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan holds that a shomer who gives the pikadon to another is always chayiv. Abai explained that this is not only so where a shomer sachar gave it to a shomer chinam, thereby decreasing its shmira, but even in the reverse case, whereby he upgraded its shmira, he is liable because the owner can say, I don't want my pikadon in another person's hands. So, the lulav dealer, who was distraught when he discovered the prized case of lulavim that he gave a shomer sachar were handed over to a shomer chinam and were stolen, and lambasted the shomer, telling him that even in the case of upgrading the shmira, he would not have believed the second shomer's shavua, was interrupted by his assistant who shared the bad news that another shomer was negligent watching their donkey used to transport the lulavim, which escaped to a marsh and died of natural causes, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Machlokas, if a shomer was negligent in watching an animal and it escaped to a marsh in which it was unprotected from predators and thieves, umesa kadarka, and it died naturally, whether the shomer is chayiv or not. So once again, the lulav dealer, who was distraught when he discovered his prized case of lulavim that he gave a shomer sachar were handed over to a shomer chinam and were stolen, and lambasted the shomer, telling him that even in the case of upgrading the shmira, he would not have believed the second shomer's shavua, was interrupted by his assistant who shared the bad news that another shomer was negligent watching their donkey used to transport the lulavim, which escaped to a marsh and died of natural causes. All right, so now it's time for four blah bach hazar. Daf lamed beis. So the siman daf lamed beis is a scientist in a lab. So here goes. The Cohen scientist in a lab. Lab? That must be on daf lamed beis. The Cohen scientist in a lab who uses drone to get an Aveda out of a cemetery because he couldn't listen to his father to get it himself, which reminds us one may not listen to one's father to transgress an Avera, such as becoming Tamei by entering a cemetery to retrieve a lost item or being told not to return it, since the Pasuk teaches that everyone is chayv in Hashem's honor. So the Cohen scientist in a lab who used his drone to get an Aveda out of a cemetery because he couldn't listen to his father to get it himself, charged a fee when using his fleet of drones to help load people's animals, which reminds us the Mishnah taught that there's a mitzvah to help unload packages from an animal lying under its burden, but not to help load onto an animal where its packages fell off. The Gemara clarifies, mitzvah in the Torah, lifrok bechinam. It's a mitzvah in the Torah to help unload an animal for free, b'litom bechinam. But it's not a mitzvah to help load for free, el b'schar. But he's obligated to help reload for payment. Rabbi Shimon says one is required to help load for free as well. So the Cohen scientist in a lab who uses drone to get an Aveda out of a cemetery because he couldn't listen to his father to get it himself, charged a fee when using his fleet of drones to help load people's animals, but sent them to unload people's animals for free because tzar b'al chaim. Doraisa, which reminds us, Rava said midibrei shneim from the words of both the Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon, nilmud sar balachayim doraisa. It can be derived that suffering of living creatures is a doraisa. The Rabban derived it from a kal vachomer that if helping load is an obligation, then certainly prika is, and Rabbi Shimon agreed fundamentally to the kal vachomer, but argued that the psukim are unclear. Presumably, the reason why prika is a more obvious obligation is because of the tsar balachayim of the animal suffering under its burden, proving it's a biblical concern. Daf Hamad Gimel is the Simmer. Daf Hamad Gimel is a peg-leg pirate. So here goes. The peg-leg pirate. Peg-leg pirate? That must be more on Daf Hamad Gimel. The peg-leg pirate who passes pirate Papa's lost treasure to first retrieve his pirate Rabbi's lost treasure, which reminds us, the Mishnah states that in a case of retrieving one's father's Aveda, or his Rebbe's Aveda, the Rebbe's Aveda takes precedence because his father brought him into Olam Hazeh, and his Rebbe brings him into Olam Haba. The Gemara brings machlokas on what the Mishnah's definition is of one's Rebbe. So the peg-leg pirate who passes pirate Papa's lost treasure to first retrieve his pirate Rabbi's lost treasure almost got knocked down by a bacher running to learn Mishnah's, which reminds the Gemara compares the study of Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara, and teaches the famous statement, Olam Havirutzel Mishnah Yosemina Talmud, I want you to always run to learn Mishnah more than Talmud. So the peg-leg pirate who passes pirate Papa's lost treasure to first retrieve his pirate Rabbi's lost treasure almost got knocked down by a bacher running to learn Mishnayos before he could board the ship where a thieving buccaneer was paying kefil to a shomer who volunteered to pay instead of swear when bottles of rum he was watching were stolen. Which reminds us, the third parak begins, a mafkid etzel chavero behema o kelim. If one deposits an animal or utensils with his friend, and it was stolen or lost, and the shomer pays for the item and did not want to swear, although he could have sworn he was not negligent and exempt himself from paying, then if the thief is later found, where kefil is paid, or dal behe, if he shechted or sold the animal, the payment is made to the one whom the pikadon was, meaning the shomer. Daf Lamed Daled, so the symbol Daf Lamed Daled is a ladder. So here goes. The fireman climbed down the ladder. Ladder? That must be more Daf Lamed Daled. The fireman climbed down the ladder from the thief's rooftop apartment, rescuing a stolen cow, which belonged to the shomer retroactively from the time it was given to him to watch, entitling him to receive the kefil. Which reminds us, Rami Bar Chama asked, how does the shomer acquire kefil by volunteering to pay for the lost pikadon, since it's a davar shel bal olam, something which has not come into the world, which one cannot transfer? Rava answered, Nasa ka'omer, it's as if the owner told the shomer, when giving him the animal, quote, when the cow is stolen and you will agree to pay me for it, my cow is transferred to you retroactively from now. Since he acquires the actual cow, it's on a davar shel bal olam. So the fireman climbed down the ladder from the thief's rooftop apartment, rescuing a stolen cow, which belonged to the shomer retroactively from the time it was given to him to watch, entitling him to receive the kefil, even though the shomer had merely agreed to pay and hadn't yet paid. Which reminds us of Rabbi Yochanan said, Lo shilim shilim mamish, the Mishnah statement, that the shomer paid does not mean that he literally paid. Rather, once he said, I will pay, even though he didn't yet pay, he acquires the kefil. So the fireman climbed down the ladder from the thief's rooftop apartment, rescuing a stolen cow, which belonged to the shomer retroactively from the time it was given him to watch, entitling him to receive the kefil, even though the shomer had merely agreed to pay and hadn't yet paid, while children, the future heirs of the shomer and the owner, looked on. Which reminds us, the Gemara presents a series of various scenarios of payments and asks if the shomer acquires the kefil, if the shomer dies and his heirs pay, or if the owner dies and the shomer pays his heirs, or both die and the shomer's heirs pay the owner's heirs, is kefil acquired? These questions center on whether only the owner agrees to transfer kefil and only to the shomer, who has personally pleased the owner in the past. Daf Lamed Hey, so the Simmer Daf Lamed Hey is the children's choir singing la la la. So here goes. The children's wealthy choir had children's choir? That must be more Daf Lamed Hey. La la la. The children's wealthy choir head, who was trusted by his lova, who didn't make him swear that the microphones he gave as a mashkon were truly lost, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses why a shavua she'ena b'rishuso would not force a gilgo shavua on a mashkon's value. Rav Gaon explained the cases where the lova trusts the malva that the mashkon is lost, so he doesn't swear. He doesn't trust the malva about the mashkon's value because the malva is unfamiliar with it. The Gemara explains that the lova applies to the malva tamus nisharim nitanchem. The perfection of the upright will lead them to good fortune, meaning the lender's honesty brought about his wealth. But the malva applies to the lova vasel bogdim yishadim, and the perverseness of traders will plunder them, meaning the borrower's dishonesty causes poverty. So the children's wealthy choir head, who was trusted by his lova, who didn't make him swear that the microphones he gave as a mashkon were truly lost, had to return the seized auditorium to a borrower who finally paid up. Which reminds us, the scholars of Nardas say, Shuma Adar Tresa Yarchi Shasa, property which was appraised and seized to pay a debt is returned to the debtor if he pays it until 12 months after the collection. A Maimar, who was also from Nardas, said that seized property is returned forever, This is the halachim because of the pasuk Vasisa Yarshava Atov, and you shall do what is right and good. So the children's wealthy choir head, who was trusted by his lova, who didn't make him swear that the microphones he gave us on Mashkon were truly lost, had to return the seized auditorium to a borrower who finally paid up, with money he made by lending out a cow he had rented, which died. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if someone rented a cow and lent it to someone else and it died naturally, the socher swears that it died naturally, for which he's exempt, and the shoel pays the cow's value to the socher. Riosi asked, Ketzad hala osa schor b'paraso shel chavero? How can that renter do business with his friend's cow? Rather, the payment is given to the cow's owner. All right, so that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.